I was born a poor black child.
And I grew up in a middle class household.
It's a line from the movie The Jerk.
I've not seen that one.
It's dated. It's very old, but it's a Steve Martin comedy. It's ridiculous, but it's worth seeing. I'm pretty critical of movies, and I don't like old movies because new movies are so much better. And I know that's sacrilege, but this one here, I think, well, I don't know, I haven't seen it in a long time. But remember, you know, there were movies back then that you couldn't get away with today. You know, Blazing Saddles, stuff like that. You just couldn't get away with those movies today. It very well might be one of them.
I've seen disclaimers at the beginning of movies now from back when movies were actually really funny. So we're in a different time.
Yeah, if you get a chance, check it out. It's called The Jerk. Steve Martin. Nathan, what was his name? Nathan Evers, I think, in that, and the character. Anyhow, good stuff.
I will keep that in mind the next time I'm cruising around trying to find something to watch.
Oh, anyhow, I got up nice and early today, and I just lollygagged around the house, and now here I am. Not early, not late. So, I always got office work to do. Got some office work to do at the shop, and then if I get any time, I got to go back to one of my dispatch centers and keep plugging away on new dispatch configs. What a pain that is.
Kind of had the same morning. Got up early, screwed around, looked at IEMs that you sent me on the internet. Still haven't ordered one, and got out the door. But, yeah, going on site's never fun. I might have to go down to Romulus.
Well, I like the road part. Road part's not terrible. I mean, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But for the most part, it ain't bad getting out on the road. So Romulus is a good drive. You can run this one, especially if you use Detroit, you'll be able to run it the whole way. And, those links I sent you. So the first one was, we were talking about open back, regular headphones. Those are amazing. Those are those Sundaras I told you about. They're an open back planar headphone, and that refurb price of $169 is just crazy good. But you know, it's a little coin, but they truly are exceptional. The next two were just two different links I found at AliExpress. I don't trust my AliExpress. It's like, it won't let me log in. It says I'm doing something wrong. I violated some policy. I've tried two different, completely different computers and locations and email addresses. So, you know, I don't know what's going on. But, I know that they were 30-something, and then, you know, with tag shipping, with everything, it came out to just about $40 is the ones that John got. And he bought two of them. And I got one of those. So I'm sure the source he used is reliable and pretty quick. I have no idea. You know, I have never worked with AliExpress, so I don't know what to watch out for, what the caveats are, anything like that.
Hey, DBF. The links you sent me, it worked for me. I was able to sign in. So I'm debating if I want to order that through AliExpress, or pay the Amazon price and have the assurance of knowing that if I don't like them or I have issues, I can just return them and get my money back. My opinion, that's what you're paying for, really, is the insurance. But then I started looking some more and read some reviews, and the ones that you sent, I'm probably going to get from my desk. but they need an amp, which I have, no big deal, but I was also considering either a one pair that does both my desk and my handheld, or just, you know, getting those and then getting a lighter pair. So there's the KZ-ZS10s on Amazon for like $40. I was thinking about giving those a go.
I don't know much about it. Dino is the guy to ask about that in the Discord. He's tried a lot of those. He's probably familiar with them. But the reason that those ones that I sent you the link to that I got, John got, Dino's got a pair, they're planars. And so that's a different technology. And I don't know if the ones you're talking about are planars or not, but, you know, that could matter. I think I know the ones you're referring to. I think I did stumble across them, and they get really good reviews, too. So there's that.
Operating to do, like, what's the 1BD plus 5BA? Like, there's all kinds of things I need to learn. But I'm intrigued. I like it. It's cool. I've always been big on my audio for gaming and whatnot, but now that I've like experienced what you showed me with a DAC and an amp and like a piece of, or a pair of quality headphones, it's like, oh my god, this makes everything so much better.
Yeah, I bought a really nice DAC amp. It's an R2R technology DAC. It's running balanced. It'll do like 4.5 watts, so it's got a lot of power, and I was running it what are they called, single ended or whatever the heck they, like, here I am fumbling for that again, balanced, unbalanced, I guess. Okay, anyhow, I was running them, you know, unbalanced, typical 3.5 inch your 3.5 millimeter plug, you know, with three sections grounded left and right. And, you know, and everything sounded good. And then this is with my good headphones, ones that are like those Sundaras. I got the Ananda, which is the larger version, basically. And I bought a balanced cable for it. Now I plugged it into the balanced output on that amp. And, oh, my God. I didn't think it'd make a difference, and I'm sure it's just the headroom, you know? It's got a lot more dynamic, you know, and so, you know, and that translates to the sound stage and, you know, and detail, things like that. But I'm spoiled. I want balance. I don't think it's going to matter for every amp. I don't think it's going to matter for every headphone, but for my particular headphones and the amp that I got, it did make a difference.
All right, so the little 2.5 is unbalanced? No. Yeah, no, the little 2.5 is balanced, the 3.5 is single end, and then the 4.4 is balanced, according to the cable that you sent me, which I really like and I'm probably going to buy.
Yeah, the 2.5 is a method of getting balanced on small pocket devices. But most things that are using the 4.4, or they can use an XLR. Like my big one for the desk is an XLR, 4-pin XLR. You can buy adapters to go between them and stuff like that. But yeah, 4.4 and 2.5 are balanced. That are you're generally going to find on your portable devices. And then the 3.5 is the single-ended, you know, typical jack you see on everything.
Getting ready to go into my crater here. Yeah, the 3.5, I think it's, like you said, it's the standard, but it's the most lacking, if I'm understanding that correctly. So, I don't know. Hindsight, I wish I did things differently. I wish I would have bought an XLR mic and then, you know, some XLR. I wish I would have stayed with that because I feel like that's better quality.
I don't know. You know, it depends what you're trying to do. You're using it for communications. You know, you're not trying to mic up, you know, instruments in the studio and trying to, you know, capture, you know, perfect, you know, drums or something like that. You're using voice, you know, so in the mic world, I'm seeing more and more people switch. Like, I've got both the Shure SM7, which is the black canister that kind of hangs from the mount that you see almost every podcaster use. You know, that's like the number one. And I got the MV7 version of that, which looks almost identical, but it's the USB version. And actually, mine will do, there's an MV7 and there's an MV7X. The MV7 will do both USB and it'll do XLR. So you could have, you know, outboard equipment. The MV7X is USB only. But I've been running that. That's my go-to. And it's just simple. USB, you just jack it right into the computer. And it sounds fantastic. If you were trying to, like I said, if you were a professional podcaster or something, you know, or you might have to do, vocals, you know, for music or miking instruments, then, you know, you're going to go to, you know, standard XLR type microphones and studio grade equipment and stuff like that. But I think if you get a decent, and you don't have to get, you know, anything as exotic as, hold on one second. I don't think you have to get anything anywhere near as exotic as the MV7 to have, you know, good quality microphone for communication grade, I should say. I got this one. I forget what it's called. You're welcome to try it out, but it's a ball, and got it from Larry, NYET, and I wish I could remember the name of it. And, you know, it works great, too, but, you know, I like my MV7 because the cool factor.
I was looking at that exact mic, that and MV6, but they were out of what I was willing to spend. I was just kind of getting into it and trying this out. I ended up buying a HyperX Quadcast S, which I know you're not supposed to buy gaming brand audio equipment, but the reviews were stellar, and they were comparing it to the Blue Yeti, which is what I think you're talking about, the ball one, or there's an Elgato that's the same thing. But everyone I've talked to so far said they sound really clear. I wish the noise rejection was a little bit better, but I mean, like you said, for what I'm doing, I think I'm all right. You know, I'm talking to a bunch of my buddies as we're yelling at the monitor. So, again, I'm not recording, I'm not podcasting. But I think with the XLR stuff, though, you get, there's more peripherals like mixers and things like that that you can kind of blend audio a little bit better, more easily, instead of trying to do it with software on the PC.
All right, I'm in my hole right now, right by Jimmy John, going underneath the Utica Road here, coming up by Jimmy John, so hopefully I'm holding. But, yeah, the Blue Yeti, that's it. And I was going to say, you know, you can do all sorts of amazing things with USB, you know, because it's all software-driven. But, yeah, you're right. If you want to get, like, a Behringer, you know, mixer, you know, with all the little toys or effects or something like that, you know, it's XLR is the world. And don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of XLR, you know, and anything you get and all the stuff in the chain you can do, and then all you need is at the very end is a DAC to go the other way, you know. And I've got a Focusrite Scarlett Pro, and so if I want to run any of my XLR stuff, including any of the chain stuff in the chain, I can just run it into the Scarlett, and then that can go, you know, and that goes right into the PC. And, you know, so, you know, I can do that if I want to play with my XLR toys.
Like I said the other day, it's a rabbit hole, and it doesn't seem like it's ever going to end. But so far I'm happy with what I got, but the audio, I could definitely step up for what I'm hearing. I think my mic will be just fine. But yeah, those in-ears, they got me. I've looked at them a million times, but I never knew anything about them and never dove into them to where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to order a pair. But now that I've got you vouching for a very economically priced pair, I think I'm going to give them a shot. Yeah, and like I said, the guy that the guy you really want to talk to on that is Dino. He's, you know, he comes to breakfast and he brings his whole kit. He's got all sorts of stuff, all different IEMs, all different price levels and stuff. He's the one that turned us on to these. And, you know, there's plenty of good ones. The race to the bottom in the IEM market, you know, as far as price, is amazing. There's stuff now for $20 that was $100 quality, you know, a year or two ago. It's just amazing what they're producing for dollars. And, you know, this pair is, at $40, is just a solid, you know, solid pair of IEMs. They sound great. Planar technology. You know, just, I did spend the extra, you know, I forget what it worked out to, $17 with, I think it was some sort of discount or something. I don't know what, maybe it was 20 for that cable. And I thought the cable was worth the upgrade. The cable that came with those KZs was, it had that, you ever notice how it's Chinese, like you walk into Harbor Freight, you got that plastic smell? It's like the plastic's always gassing out at with Chinese goods. And the cables on these planars the same way. They had that gassing out plastic kind of smell. So I bought myself that extra pair and very happy I did that. I noticed in my shopping that all those KZs are there's another seller on Amazon called Linsole, which is the cable that you sent me, and I think they sell the same exact things, but they just brand them differently. But they all come with that crappy clear cable. I know exactly what you're talking about. It seems like if you let it sit in a drawer for a couple months, it's going to start breaking down and getting brittle.
Yeah, I don't know if it will or won't, but yeah, if I was going to bet, and I bet, yeah. And it just, I don't know, it had that smell. And the Harbor Freight smell. I bought an extension cord, a 30-amp twist lock extension cord for my generator, and I bought it from Harbor Freight. And same thing, it's a really, seems like a real quality cable. It's got nice soft rubber, and you know, it just feels real good. Nice heavy, good gauge and all that stuff, but it's got that smell. It's like, I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know if there's something, some part of the process they're not doing when they manufacture plastics and rubbers and plastics in China or something. But just seems like that plasticky smell, you know, is just overly abundant Harbor Freight stuff.
I know what you mean. When I get Lenovo PCs, man, I open those things up, and I just, like, you almost got to let them air out before I start setting them up. I don't know what it is about that plastic they use. Like you said, I don't know if it's a process that they're not doing, they're foregoing because it makes it cheaper, or if it's just the blend of polymers that they use that just smell horrible. But, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
This is generally where some old guy chimes in. I've been listening, Miss Fellas. Well, I was a manufacturing engineer in a plastics factory back in the 70s and 80s, and I'm telling you what that is.
Maybe not. Maybe they inhale too many fumes.
KE4ZYQ. I'm an old guy, but I don't have any knowledge of any of that. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Joe. Every time I say that, morning, Joe. That's a podcast or something, or a TV show or something. And then you think of your morning coffee, which I'm thinking of right now because I am approaching the Starbucks I normally go to. Here by Romeo Plank and Hall, although I think it's a little further down. Yeah, I don't know. We're talking about you know, we live in good times, Joe. You know, we can go buy all this Chinese junk for pennies on a dollar, and it's amazing what you can get anymore. And some of it's actually getting decent.
Dakota. Good morning, Joe. And, yeah, it is. It's like, you know, we've kind of watched the progression of Chinese videos over the last couple of years. And I feel like when I first got my license about 3 years ago, the UV5R was, you know, it's a Chinese radio. And now you look at what they're putting out, it's like, these are actually not that bad. Same goes for everything else, I guess. But I am here. I need to get inside, get going, and then I got to carve out a little bit of my morning to look at those IEMs and get a pair ordered. So both of you have a good day, and maybe I'll catch you in the afternoon. N8DBF.
At 7-3 there, Dakota. You guys have a good day. I'll listen out and pass it back over. KE4G, like you.
All right, Dakota, I think you were desensing me. I was driving right by your driveway there as you were saying you were here. So I looked real quick and I didn't see anywhere, but I did get the, I did feel like maybe I was being desensed a little. Have a good day. We'll talk to you later. If I see anything else cool, I'll send you a link. Man, Joe, did I pass my coffee this morning? Oh, wait, no. Is this it? Okay, wait a minute. Oh, is this it? Come on. Hiding right. Yes, okay. For some reason, I brain pooped, and I thought I passed my Starbucks, but there it is.
Yeah, you were probably just on autopilot there, and that's what happened. But, yeah, I don't know if it was during the Army or World War One or Two. They started out that term cup of Joe or the average Joe. I don't know. I don't know if I'm the average or not. All I know, I'm Joe.
Then there's Joe Mama.
Yep, technology, though. I'm surprised after all these years, we don't have a foreign repair place in the United States for all these radios and stuff. We need to get something local that actually recognizes the warranties or whatever and does maintenance on all these foreign radios instead of having to ship it out of the country every time you got to have something done. Yeah, we need to have more of that. I don't know if you're old enough to remember when we used to do a lot more electronics in this country, especially California, with all the electronics, making TVs. And Zenith was the last TV, believe it or not, that was ever produced in the U.S. Back to you.
Oh yeah, no. I started working in this industry back when there were still TV repair shops and Curtis Mathis and Zenith, and there were plenty of places that still made stuff in the States. And I remember being shocked when I forget for which one it was, but one of the major appliance washers and dryers went to Mexico, and I went, oh my God, it's Armageddon.
Well, the sad thing is the way the cheaper labor and stuff, when companies look at that, they say, well, we can do all this stuff for half the price or something. It's like, well, wait a minute. If people don't work here in the States, that's a big topic, then you don't have many customers. So unless you give them jobs, they won't be buying your products as much. At least that's my spin on it. KE4Z like you.
Give me a couple minutes here, Joe. I'm just pulling up to the window here to order W8FP.
Yep, QSL that.
Okay, got my order in. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know if we're ever going to return to that, you know, because the repairs, you know, everything's become disposable. And, they'll send you another, and then they only want to service, you know, within a certain amount of time, you know, where they don't service, they just replace. And then, if you want something beyond the warranty to get repaired, there is no structure for that. I don't know that there ever will be, you know, it's just, they just shrug and say, buy a new one. It's terrible, you know, it's disposable electronics, and it's probably not going to help with the environment or nothing, but it's kind of the model.
Well, Sean, I agree with you, being as old as I am, which isn't that old, but still I'm up there long enough to know what it used to be, what it could be, and what it is. So, yeah, talking about things like that, I was just thinking about radios, and when COVID was going on, I ordered a cable and to program one of the Yaesu 7250 radios, digital radio. It did digital also, but and the company, I don't know, Amazon sent me another actual radio, and I don't know how that got mixed up, but I didn't order the radio. I ordered the disc and a cable. And when I called and said, I didn't order this radio, they said, well, we can't take it back because of COVID. Just keep it. And both my 7250s are down now. I got to have them repaired to the finals or something. Yeah, it's amazing what Yaesu has going on. Back to you.
Just hold on, Joe. I'll be back there. Messing up my order is pretty good.
Yep, I figured you were busy with that. Katie Voice, do you like you? Stand by.
Oh, they must have an idiot barista in there today. They can't get my drink right. I ordered a thing. It's basically four shots of espresso, and then they just take like a spoonful of the frothed-up milk and toss it on top. It's like literally no milk at all. So it comes in a small cup, and it's pretty light because it's just four shots of espresso, basically, in a spoonful of foam. And they hand me this big cup, and it weighs about a pound, and I'm like, what is this? And you can tell there's more milk in it than coffee, and it's like, yeah, that's it. And I go, no, it's not. And they go, yeah, we just put it in a tall cup. I go, no, this it weighs like a ton. Well, it's in a tall cup. I go, the cup doesn't weigh that much. And I'm arguing with them, and so they finally send me the one. I told them, I go, it's just four shots of espresso and just a spoonful of cream, or not cream, foam. And so they've handed it to me. It still weighs about twice as much as it normally does, so we'll see. But somebody there clearly doesn't know my drink.
Well, Sean, those are the ones that go definition, a person that can mess up a one-car funeral. You know, it's like, I don't know. I never was like that when I was learning the trade of any job I had. I tried to learn it as good or better than what I was required to. And that takes a little bit of time and effort, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, some people, I don't know. They may be up and walking, but I don't know if their brain's awake yet. KE4ZYQ, like you.
Well, this drink is apparently not, like, on their regular menu, and it's not easy to find in the cash register. And I always look because it's relatively cheap, too. It's my little secret, because I get four shots of espresso, so I get a good jolt for a good price and a little more than a cup of coffee. And, it's not for the weak at heart, still. But it's not easy for them to find, and then they always get it wrong because, I always wait for the price to show up because, they'll say, okay, that'll be like $6. And I'm like, no, you got it wrong. I go, and I tell them it's quad espresso macchiato. And they like, hold on. Oh, okay, yeah, I found it. And then, it'll ring up correctly. So apparently, it's a thing, but it's not something that they're familiar with. I guess not many people order it. I just think it's a bargain because, I get all that caffeine for, $3.
Yep, Katie, forcing you like you. Well, I was just wondering out of curiosity briefly, do you get the crash that comes with wearing off of that, or do you crash later on, or do you keep it going somehow?
I don't know. I don't know that caffeine really affects me all that much, Joe. I drink it all the time. I drink it at night before I go to bed. I don't drink this, but I drink, I'll have a few cups of coffee before I go to bed, and I lay my head down, I go right to sleep. So I don't know that, there's a drink, and I'm almost embarrassed to say this. My wife gets so angry when I order these, but when I get my freebie from Starbucks, then I'll get a cappuccino, and I'll have them put, like, six shots in it or something. And
I think 6 is about where I can feel the hairs on my arm stand up a little bit. So that's about the only place where I notice it. But no, I can't say that I really, you know, really notice anything of it. But the fact that I pretty much got to have it in the morning means it must have some sort of dependency.
Yep, well, the reason I ask is back when I used to work briefly in Tule and Die in between job layoffs, or a job layoff, I started drinking one cup of regular coffee in the morning at the Tule and Die shop because it was cold in the wintertime, especially out there. So I had one cup, a small cup of coffee with caffeine. And geez, I don't know, a couple months or so, I ended up getting tachycardia. My heart would go 100 miles a minute just standing still. And I had a Holter monitor and seeing if I had a heart disorder. And when I stopped the coffee with caffeine, it went away and never came back. So, you know, yours truly doesn't drink anything with caffeine, except, I don't know, if I drink some soft drinks, or not soft drinks, but the tea or something. I usually get decaffeinated, but don't want to get there again where your heart's going 100 miles an hour and you're standing still. That was a weird feeling. Back to you.
Yeah, it's the one vice I've not given up. Well, I mean, it's probably not my only one. You know, eating too much or eating the wrong things is, I guess, a vice. But, you know, I mean, since it's caffeine, we'll categorize it amongst the vices. And I don't want to give this one up. I really don't. And I so far, there was nothing. I thought some time ago it was giving me some gastro, you know, like an upset stomach. And I cut it out, and it never really proved to be a correlation. So I was real glad there because I just, I would hate to have to give up coffee. I could do it if I had to, but I really don't want to. All right, Joe, I'm pulling up at the shop. I got to get inside and start my day. So after yours, I'm going to pull the plug here. W8FU.
Yeah, Sean, well, thanks for the ride-along, and thanks for starting my day off. I talked to another group on the Northville and then came over here and heard you guys. So, yeah, one of these days I might make one of those breakfasts out there when you guys get out to the breakfast place. I might have to make it, but then all your vision of what I might look like will be all shot to heck. You know, Mr. Ugly over here compared to the voice. So, an old geezer. But 7-3 for now, and thanks for the ride-along. KE4ZYQ, Claire.
This is W8BIG.
WDH KML KFH DIC. WDH KML KFH DIC.
WDHKLL.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. How are you today?
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Doing well. This is Greg, WDHKLL. How are you?
Doing very good today. Just running Grandma home from the hairdresser's and then maybe going to go piddle around in the garage. It's a very, very nice day, my friend.
Roger, roger. Yep, it is a beautiful day. It's going to be a little bit cooler than yesterday, which is good. I'm just waiting for my yard to dry out. We had quite a rainstorm yesterday. So once that dries out, I'll be out there mowing the old grass.
Oh yeah, that sounds nice. I do hope it dries up as the day goes on. It's just still a little muggy right now. But I'm just going to go ahead and pull in now. But thanks for hanging out in the repeater and saying hi. This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey out of here.
Roger, roger. Good chatting with you. Have a good day. WD8KLL, I'll be clear.
WDKLL KFH DIC. WDKLL KFH DIC.
KJO NAWRO.
I am mobile again.
I was wondering, I was trying to listen to see if that was your regular radio, but good. Excellent. I'm sure you're happy with that.
Oh, happy as a fan swap.
You're on the Warren right now, sounding good. Back to normal. Yay.
And I left my ACs at home, so still don't have everything to meet up with my coworker that just dropped me off at the dealership. I left my tool bag and my computer bag in his van, but or in his truck, but we're meeting up at the same site anyway, so I'll just grab it when I get there.
Sounds like a plan. Still a bit warm out there today, but I don't see anything on the radar yet.
Are we supposed to be having storms today? I thought something was going to materialize.
Well, actually, you're correct. There's nothing. I'm looking at it right now. There's definitely nothing out there, and I don't think we are. But just because of the heat, you know, always keep one eye on it.
Okay.
Did you have to go out to the airport today at all, Tom?
Oh, I'm done with that menagerie. I haven't had to do that in 5 years. Thank goodness. And that's a zoo.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, good to avoid.
Yeah, I did my stint as an on-site tech. I guess you could say I was a substitute tech. So when the two main techs for my portion of the company would go on vacation or sick or whatever, I cover their shifts, either day shift or afternoon and weekends. And I got done with that. We all merged together, became one big conglomerate. And then in the 2020, they're like, oh, we don't need you anymore. I'm like, great. Threw my badge at the Adam and said, see you later.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Well, I'm going to get back to my Kroger list here. I'm going to do a pickup order and thinking about picking it up tomorrow morning. So you have a good one. Stay cool, and we'll talk later. KC8KJO from N8WRO Richmond after you.
All right, you go Krogering, and I'm going to go to Sinclair Shores. 73. NWRO from Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Okay, it's 8DRJ for a quick check.
Okay, 8DRJ, KC, KGL, sound good so far.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt your QSO there, but I just jacked my Comet CP6 up about 5 feet. And just want to make sure it's still getting out and sounding fairly decent. This is Operator Doug. I'm in Allen Park by the police station, if you know where that is. And what is your QPH, please?
On top of your 5 million, sound great. And I am on the Quinder and 13 mile bumping off the Warren repeater.
Oh, yeah, roger that. I think I was a little spotty before getting into Warren, the Warren machine. So I'm feeling good about that. I guess every little bit helps. And now to get all this sweat off of me, thanks so much for coming back to me. I do appreciate it. KS8DRJ. I'll be clear and listening. Thanks again. 7-3.
And KS8DRJ. 73 from KCK, KGO.
W3LMS, N08RF Mobile. Nothing heard, N08RF Mobile clear.
I hate computers. KF8CWF.
Well, I fried one, so I'm ordering one this coming weekend. Not that I hate computers, but they can be very temperamental at times.
Well, I'm setting up computers at the church. And I'm logging into the Microsoft account that they were generated by the Archdiocese of Detroit. And Father had a day off today. And in order to get on, it says to either have a phone call or a text for authentication purposes. Yeah, that hasn't happened properly yet. By the time he gets back to me, it's expired. The other computer was supposed to have Windows 11 Pro on it. It didn't. Bought an upgrade, but because I logged in with my personal account to do the upgrade, it won't accept the AOD account now. I am just so sick of them.
W8RCY. Don't know what to tell you there, but like I say, things are frustrating, and the computer I'm getting, I'm not even getting Windows 11 in it. I'm actually purposely downgrading to Windows 10 because all my radios are programmed on Windows 10, and Motorola's current software, as you probably already know, is Windows 10 for what we need, and And when that time comes and I got to upgrade to 11, I've got a guy that will upgrade it to 11 for me.
Well, in that respect, I got a disc for my CPS for my HD 1250, and it had to be done through Windows 10. And I went searching, and there is a version, and I downloaded it, and I can verify that there is a version that I can use Windows 11 and program those radios, believe it or not. I've got no problem running everything you'd ever need on Windows 11.
Ah, copy that. Well, I haven't ordered it yet, so who knows. But we'll see what happens between now and Saturday when I sit down and, push the buttons to order what I'm going to order.
Yeah, I just want to let it be a deal breaker. I have a couple of Windows 11 computers. They don't seem to give one hoot. Motorola APX and XPR software runs on either one. Don't care. Just thought, FYI.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, it's just, like I said, I didn't know that. Thank God we had this conversation. And I haven't pulled the trigger yet. When you're talking to Dakota about a couple of things, he said one way or another, we can make changes down the road. That's all I got to say right now.
Yeah, well, back in the day, you had to have an MS-DOS machine to program the 1250s, but they finally upgraded it and allowed me to do that. And CPS 6-1202 is wideband, 6-1209 is narrowband, and 6-1205 is actually, you can program the Windows wideband on Windows 11, so... It's out there. I can verify that on at least that software.
I'll copy that, and I do appreciate the notification there. And like I said, I'm still to maybe do a little bit of rethinking or stick with what the game plan is. Because if I do go with Windows 11 instead of 10, and it's going to add about $100 to the computer, and those kind of things I got to look at. I mean, $100 for me, that's five pizzas, and five pizzas is about a month's worth of supply of pizza. So those who know me outside of the radio world know I judge everything on the price of a pizza, so that's how I plan my budget.
Well, that is an interesting way to think about it. So, all right. I just thought I'd vent a little bit. I hate Windows 11. I hate computers right this minute. I spent 7 hours and got zero accomplished because of these snafus that I've run into today.
Oh, yeah, we all vent. We all get frustrated, The F word, my favorite F word is frustration. So, been there, done that a lot this year. So, anyhow. All right, well, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. I'll let Sean have a peaceful drive home. In this heat for one last time. And we'll be selection here in the air conditioning. W8RCY.
Well, I took a couple of days off from my regular job in order to do these computers. Thank God I didn't think I could get it all done in one day because I can't. And I know I'm not Mr. Supercomputer, but anyways. I got to go to my regular job tomorrow. I'll continue this nightmare on Thursday. In the meantime, I think I'm going to go, because I'm driving home, jump in the pool and cool off. Talk to you later, Donald. Enjoy your air conditioning. WRFX 966. I'll be clear and standing by. W what? Excuse me, KF8CWF. I'm so fried right now from all this computer stuff. My brain is not working. I know what you meant.
W8RCY from VA3NFR. What size pizzas are you buying for $20 a piece?
I believe they're 14 inches, says on the box.
I was going to say, same here as Chris, by the way. Up here in Canada, a $20 pizza is like a large, not an extra large. So, I just read the mail and while I'm updating my iPad. I thought, I hope that's for the family. Or at least two meals.
It's considered a build-your-own. It's got four toppings on it, and it's just a tick over 20 bucks. Yeah. But I get at least two meals out of it, sometimes three, because I order other stuff, salads, those kind of things. So just depends, but yeah. And their pizzas do keep well in the fridge after you, take a few pieces out and store it in the fridge. And they don't deliver to Canada.
No, I didn't think so. They probably have a hard time getting all the meat products past customs, but that's a whole different story. Anyway, just thought I'd ask you that and just throw that in there because I thought it was like, well, all right. I'm one of the fat guys. I can eat a whole medium and not think twice about it. So anyway, we'll just leave it at that. Have a good one. VA3NFR, I'll be clear in 10 minutes.
Not a problem. You have a good day, sir. W8RCY.
Anyhow,
what's new in your wonderful world?
Oh, nothing. Just knocked a few things out today. Got them off the list. Mostly bookkeeping stuff. But it's all good to get it off my list, because I don't like doing that stuff. No, I just to finish the thought on the Windows 11, Windows 10 thing. Yeah, all the software like that we deal with, APX, XPS, XPR, all that stuff, it'll install right on 11, won't even bat an eye. But I wouldn't pay one penny more for 11. If you can save money, just get 10. Maybe at some point you're going to have 11, but I wouldn't be in any rush. There's nothing to it that I find. I don't even find it all that different. It's they just laid some stuff out a little differently. So I wouldn't pay a penny more for it. But I was saying, if you can only get something with 11, don't worry about the software. It'll install just fine. So that's all I was saying.
I appreciate the input, because if I bought this Panasonic Toughbook refurbished, to get it with 11 is $100 more, and most of my software for like the WorkSign and everything else is also Windows 10. I think it'll work on 11 now as well.
my ears and scanners for racing are, I know are definitely tangos. Those scanners are pretty old. But, yeah, that's the only reason why. And like I said, I had the option to get an 11, but I downgraded to a 10 and saved $100 that way.
Yeah, sure. If you can save $100, hell yeah. I don't see anything about 11 that makes me compelled to get it. And I don't know. I can't speak to the old. I didn't think about the Wux. I was thinking about your XBRs. I wasn't thinking about the Wuxon or scanner software or anything like that. I don't think it'll have problems. Windows 11 is pretty much 10 with a tuxedo. Not even. Not even. It's like a. Like they just changed where they put the zipper on the pants. I don't know. It's weird. Well, the only thing I can really tell, I'm sure there's more differences under the hood, but they just did the start menu and all that stuff a little differently. I don't know. I don't think anything designed for 10 would have a problem with 11, but you never know. They must have changed some things under the hood. But if you can save $100, hell yeah. Do that.
On top of that, this Toughbook has one of the old school features in it that I had in my Windows computer that Dakota tried to salvage, and that's a CD-DVD system in it, so I can download things like my Motorola disk, my Wuxon disk, and my Unigine disk back into the computer a lot easier. And I love to play certain music on my computer while I'm working as well. So basically, I'm getting a newer, older version of what my HP was before it passed away earlier this month.
Did you get set a scaler info?
How you doing, Keith? Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks. It's a good discussion. And you know what? I was reading the traffic in mail. The thing I'm watching for is they're telling us they're going to go end of life, end of security updates, I think end of this year on Windows 10. So I've got one of each, and I wouldn't pay extra for 11, but I am worried about the Windows 10 PC not getting any more security updates or patches.
Well, part of the reason why I'm getting 10 is because of the technical stuff that I had mentioned, but I do everything right now. Since I do not have anything larger than an 8-inch tablet to work on that's quite secure, so I do my banking on that, those kind of things. So this Windows 10 security stuff, I'm not going to over-worry. I'm not going to, worry too much about it because it's just basically a computer that's going to replace an 11-year-old computer that had Windows 10 in it. So that's the gist of that. Appreciate your input.
All right, 7-3.
Yeah, that's a good point, Keith. I never let that bother me. I've got machines all different flavors. I've still got XP even for certain things, need to run that. And I think I have a 7 machine. And, they've been long not updating. My MacBook, my main internet appliance, my MacBook is a 2013, and that thing is no longer updated. And I don't worry about it. What's getting me is Mac is a lot more sheltered garden. And I'm finding that more and more things are coming that I cannot install or update on the Mac. So they're going to force me out because stuff that I want to run will no longer run on the older version of Mac that I'm running. So, but the security stuff, I never worry too much about that, but it all depends on what you do or what you're using it for, That's the bottom line.
Yep, you're so right. All right, I'm Destiny. It's 7-3, guys. Thanks for letting me listen along. 7-3 from KD8.SK.
No, appreciate your input, and we know where to send the bill.
to let you listen in. WERCY.
Oh, looks hazy to the west. Any rain in the forecast?
What we're doing, because Archdiocese says there's cybersecurity efforts and everything else like that. You've got to have this, that, and the other thing. So that's why I'm beating my head against a brick wall this week.
Ah, you're doing it for that gig.
I'm looking at your radar right now.
That's the reason I'm doing it. I've got windows
here
on Windows 7.
We are in the clear.
My laptops. I got 10 all over the place, and I do have one Windows Pro, 11 Pro, that I just bought. But, yeah, I'm not worried about the updates either. I mean, well, I don't do my banking on my computer, so what else are they going to get from me? An email message saying I bought something at, you know, Amazon? Big deal.
Copy that, Donald. Oh, man, the road's closed. 13-mile road. God darn it. I have to snake my way through the subdivision here. This is the second time this has got me. 13-mile road between Hoover and Van Dyke is closed. I don't know why. It looks like it's only closed in one direction, best I can tell. But, well, if it's the Archdiocese making the upgrade and all that stuff, and because of security and all that stuff, tell them just if they get a computer virus, just do an exorcism on it. Power of Christ compels you. Just put holy water on it. That'll fix it.
It's got to be some kind of divine intervention.
If we get a virus, he'll just have to perform an exorcism. That'll work.
Exactly. I've seen it done before. Somebody spilled holy water on a computer, and you could see the demon rising up, like in a smoky kind of a, you know, misty kind of an escape.
Well, that's always good to know.
They got me sneaking through the subdivision just east of the police department here. But they got 13 mile closed down, so I got to go all the way down to 12 mile to get home.
So if you want to go from all the way up to Ryan Road, you can. Eastbound is still closed between Mound and Sherwood, but it's nice and smooth, too. New concrete.
Wait a minute. What road is closed between Mound and Sherwood?
10-mile road. They did water main work and sewer work, and they had half the road closed from March until yesterday. Now the other half is closed, and they only have between Mound and actually Sherwood, yeah, Mound and Sherwood.
Yeah, I remember that. Wasn't it closed from Sherwood to Van Dyke for a while?
Yeah, it was closed for a few days for the most part. Well, they had some critical stuff to do, but then they kept that open as much as possible because Centerline DD and Fire Department are right there.
Yeah, they'll have to go down Lawrence and cut out some other way. But, yeah, I remember that was all jacked up last time I was through there. So, well, now that Forensies is gone, I don't got much reason to have to hit that stretch now. I mean, cattlemen's are boffs, but I can just shoot 12 over to Van Dyke or 696 over to Van Dyke and come south. As long as I avoid coming at it from 10 mile, I guess I'm okay.
Brian, just a note. You got a hum on your signal, and you're kind of weak and fluttering out that last one. So I don't know what if you're going direct at a repeater or if you're using your node, but things are not as good as they could be. Donald?
I think he may have upset the people in the Archdiocese or something, and that's why they're messing with his signal now, because he's not liking what's going on, so they're punishing him.
Well, I don't know what the hum would be unless it's background noise. The air conditioning is running, but...
not quite making it, so something's going on there. Don't know what.
Am I all right? Am I making noises or anything on this end?
No, you're perfectly fine, but I'm guessing you're on your node, so.
All right, I just stepped out the back door. Shouldn't be much interference out here.
Well, your signal's solid. Still might be hearing a little something down low, humming or something. I don't know. Doesn't sound like your usual gloteous tones.
I concur with Sean. There's some kind of like low hum or buzz in your background. I know you're outside, but you're coming through much clearer and more audible. And for Sean, the reason why I asked is because I got my new antennas on my HT, and just wondering how it sounded. This is a full-range UHF antenna versus a tuned antenna.
At least that's what the box said. No, you're fine. You're gonna clobber that node with no antenna.
All right, I stepped away from the air conditioner. Maybe that hum's gone now.
There you go.
Where, chicken dinner?
All right, gentlemen, well, I got some homework to do, and it's outside pulling weeds, and so I'm going to let you gentlemen do it. I will talk at you both later. AFA, TWF, I'll be clear on your finals.
Okay, have a good afternoon. Don't stress out too much, and just... You know, get back inside, enjoy the air conditioning, and take her easy. And Sean, I sent you a copy or a text with the link to the tough book that I'm ordering. And I showed you, I also sent you a map of not a cloud anywhere over the state of Michigan. So I don't know what kind of funky darkness you were seeing off to one side.
Well, not funky darkness, just kind of a haze off to the west. By the way, I switched to my HP low power, trying to see if I'm having problems. Sounds like that. Yeah, see, I got a little bit of that noise going on too. Interesting.
Ah, perhaps the haze is not bad. It's a some kind of interference cloud or something affecting both of you guys. But, yeah. Okay, well, I'll let you maneuver the rest of your way home and, you know, get parked and get docked and, you know, get inside. And we'll catch up with you later. We'll be listening. W-A-R-C-Y.
All right, well, I'm really glad you're going to let me do that. That makes my day. All right, catch you later, W8FU.
W8FU from WD8KLL.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. Just heard you out there. Thought I'd say hello real quick. It's Greg.
Roger. Yeah, I'm making the drive home. A little bit behind schedule because I got caught gabbing in the shop before I left. So I've got a couple miles here to go. It says 91 degrees on the thermal bob. I try to say that messed up every time I say it. I don't know why. But, so not too bad, huh? I can live with that.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit cooler than it was yesterday, actually, but it says 89 here. I'm up near Burton. So, yeah, it's all good up here. I guess you guys got a little bit of rain. I mean, we got some yesterday, but not like you guys did.
You know, I saw the clouds coming in, and when I got home, it was raining. It wasn't anything, you know, big or anything. It looked pretty ominous to the north, and you know, I got in the house uneventfully. And then, I don't know where this storm came from. It must have blown through while I was not paying attention or while I was getting some things done around the house, something like that, and all of a sudden it was over, and I started seeing all these reports come in. I mean, roads are washed out, flooded out all over the city. I mean, cars are stalled and 2 foot, 3 foot of water, and like, when the hell did that happen? It must have just, I don't know, must have just kind of blasted by me and I didn't notice. It didn't seem like it was all that long, so I don't know if we were in a little pocket that it avoided or I just didn't notice it or what, but yeah, they got blasted down here.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook and the news. Showed a couple backhoes pulling some people out from underneath a viaduct off of 94 down there somewhere. I didn't catch exactly where it was at, but probably down by Dearborn with the Ford plant, I would imagine. That always floods down there. But anywho, I just thought I'd say hello real quick. Hadn't talked to you in a while. I'm certainly enjoying the ham radio side. You know, I got my general and finally got an end-fed halfway wire up, and oh man, having a ball with that thing. So just thought I'd check in with you, Sean.
All right, outstanding. Yeah, get a wire up in the air and start playing while the getting's still good. I don't know if we've peaked or if there's more to come, but no matter what, it's good times now. It's only going to get, oh man, did I hit a bird? And I don't think so. Anyhow, it's good times right now, even if it's not the peak. And it's going to slowly start getting tapering off and getting a little bit harder. But that's okay, because, you know, you just switch to different types of operation. You can do weak signal. You can do, you know, the low bands, you know, get on, when you get on 75 and 160, things like that. So there's a lot to offer. You learn what you can get away with. All right, Greg, catch ya. I'm home. After yours, W8FU.
Okay, Sean, we'll chat you later. Yeah, last night I got Ireland, Switzerland, and Russia all within a half an hour on 20 meters. So, yeah, I was pretty happy. So, all right, we'll talk to you later, bud. W8FU from WD8KLL will be clear.
And I live on a dirt road. There's usually not any traffic, but when I come and I got to back into my driveway, you know, that's when there's four cars on the road. Catch you later. W8FU.
KCAKJO W8BD.
NADF.
WATDKGO,
be on their way.
Tried calling you, sent you a text, threw up some smoke signals. Nothing works anymore.
Why, you want me to call you instead of chat with you?
Nah, I'm easy to get along with.
How far out are you?
I'm coming up on the New Haven exit, and then I'll be at 26. So what? 10?
Okay, I'm not at the office. I'm at the house. You want to come by the house?
Want to meet you at the house or at the office?
Meet me at the house.
Yeah, I can send you the address if you forgot where it is.
Thing is going to main entrance at the stop sign, turn left.
There you go. If you get lost, let me know. I'll send up a flare.
Copy that. See you shortly. Up in the UP, everybody knows everybody. The
tow truck driver and knew somebody on the lake that we were from our neighbors. So he knew exactly where we were.
Yeah, I logged out. Like I said, I saw a little bit of pop of smoke and didn't think of anything. Like, and I just went to a construction zone. I'm like, did I hit something that ripped the paint apart? So I said, immediately got off, and the only thing that was keeping the oil in the engine was it running. And with the oil pump, it was just circulating it so fast that it didn't have time to all drip out. But as soon as I shut it off, then the pressure released, and it just came right out the drain.
Did you just recently have an oil change and they didn't tighten it, or just slowly backed out?
I had an oil change 3,000 miles prior, and the shop that I go to is the shop that I always go to, and it was probably just an honest mistake, and eventually just the vibration and stuff slowly just worked its way out.
Yeah, I wonder if they just had to like finger tight and just took a while to back all the threads out and then it dropped. I don't know. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm not holding any grudges. Like I said, it's an honest mistake, and you know, because they're really, really good, and I'm not gonna change that. But yeah, it just finally just vibrated its way out, backed its way out. And then the underside of my van looked like a glazed donut.
Yeah, too bad it wasn't a good kind. Yeah, that's good you didn't have to do an engine replacement.
Exactly. They said the engine didn't see any signs of damage, so that's a good thing. The boss man is when they came and picked me up as soon as it happened. I'm like, my man's not going anywhere. I need a tow truck. And went through a bunch of hoops to get that taken care of. And I said, I was only maybe 15 minutes north of the office. You know where my office is at. He just pulled in and he goes, what happened? I'm like, I do a new.
Yeah, look, you're local, not somewhere up in Traverse City or something.
On my way to MSU.
You didn't get too far.
Luckily, yes. I didn't get too far. I saw it. First opportunity safely, I got off the road and I parked far enough away from the building at the rest stop just in case it leaked onto the exhaust even more and caused the inevitable. So.
Yeah, but, so what do? They shove you in a van with somebody else, or they got some loaner vans or something, or you just kind of SOL for the car gets back?
I'm dropping off with another co-worker, or with him, and I picked up a temporary vehicle that was sitting there just even from Saginaw.
Okay, Packers around. Marquette stole all of those vans with all the hipsters in them. Hey, David.
And it took a turn too early. Trying to find. I just remember where Wally's house is at. Gotta pick up another machine or another radio. I'll be back out. TECQGO.
Alrighty, hey, Dylan.
Taking north, WATD.
The way that you can go in and come on down and right up 9100 in Richmond.
Okay. Now that's weird. Just say a few more syllables.
W-A-D-D, N-A-W-R-O, H-T in the backyard. How bad is it, Wally?
You're fine, Tim. You're playing around with KJ-KCKJO's radio. We're trying to get that right, and it's been kind of a project. So I loaned him one of my antennas just to see how he does. Go ahead, Tom. Head home. Call it a night for that and see how it works.
I know he had some issues there. I'll wait for that phone call. N-A-W-R-O.
Good evening, N-A-W-R-O. Would that be, that Tim?
Good evening, Jay. Yes, it is. Sitting out in the backyard in an HT. Apparently it's not too bad of a signal here.
Okay, where is this 442175 located? I mean, I know it's linked to the Flying Deer, which is 442600, and Fields Repeater over there in, I don't know, he's over there in, now close to Pontiac. His is 442550. Where is this? This a new one here.
So I don't have the dashboard in front of me right now, but I think you're talking about the one they reactivated in Detroit. It's a Central Michigan, and I'm not sure the exact location, but I'm sure it's on one of the buildings downtown. Kind of affectionately call that the TJ repeater.
Oh, yeah, well, I know where it's at, Dan, if it's TJ's. Okay, that's up there, Billy. That's they got the state police in that building, and my friend, he works for the Michigan Park, which is Michigan. What is it? He works for Michigan Transportation. I forget what he called it, but yeah, I know what that is. Wow, oh, that's good. That's a lot closer to me than. Fields, the repeater, and up there in the Pontiac and the Flying Deer way on the east side. Okay.
WABDQQKGO.
Go ahead, Tom. We got Jay in a group here, and I think Wally's around someplace too.
Yeah, he was checking my radio and the SWR on the antennas, and I was trying a different one. I was trying the Larson, and I was getting a lot of, you know, and looking at Jersey and that.
I missed a lot of that. I was on the other VHF site, but yeah, I heard he's working on it. I can hear you now. Are you up in Memphis then? And then after that, send it over to Jay.
Or supply problem or something. Yeah, Jay, your signal's really, really good. So that receiver is a great choice for you. Go ahead, Tim.
Sorry, Wally, I stepped on you. I'm going to ship it over to Jay, and then Jay over to Tom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very good, very good. I'm glad that put that machine down there downtown, because, like I said, it works better for me. And I'd sort of be scanning around, see what else I could, you know, different repeaters I could get into, and ran across a link machine up there in Ann Arbor that's linked all over to Michigan and up Upper Peninsula and. Down in Ohio and Wisconsin and stuff like that. And then, I don't know if you guys know, but if you ever worked at Clarkson, that thing worked, I think, whatever. They said it was, they had put up a lot of cell phone towers that was interfering with them, but they found a way to eliminate that, so it's excellent, too. I'm just throwing that in there. This is N8WJL. Go ahead, we'll get
it. KJO, I got to jump off for a minute. I got to make a phone call. I'll be back shortly. KJO.
N8WRO for ID Richmond. Yeah, Jay, that's going to work out good for you. It opens it up. Even more so, the FBI and the Central Michigan, and now that the Detroit's back on online there. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, you know, something's going on in Tom's stand. I swept the antennas. They were good.
we put a different radio in there. It was good. We changed the antenna and the feed line and everything, swept that 1-to-1 ratio on the standing wave, and it still sounds like crap. So I'm starting to wonder if we're having some sort of voltage supply problem, because where he's at, he should be flawless. I mean flawless. There should be not one bit of popcorn in his signal at all. So I'm just wondering, maybe if he just kicked his power down more, the radio wouldn't draw as much. So I'm wondering if it's not starving for electricity or he doesn't have a good ground or something. And I got to take that, my wife. I'll be right back. I'm going to hand it back to Tim right now. WABD.
Yeah, Jay, one of our guys has just a slight signal problem in his work van. He just got it back, but trying to track down, you know, it's not totally bad signal. It's just not quite where it should be. And I was looking at the antennas, you know, where it goes through the door so they didn't get pinched or anything. And now Wally's taking it to the next level, so it'll be interesting to see what the outcome is. Over to you, Jay.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's, you know, these radios, you know, you gotta really watch your meters and stuff and see, well, you know, what's going on, because we definitely don't want to burn up no finals and all that stuff. But I was having a problem with mine, and I couldn't understand what, you know, if I put my radio on 50 watts and it was only doing like 13 watts and all that, said, what the heck going on? Going UHF, and it's the same thing. And come to find out, I had a bad jumper in line. I have a jumper that runs to my meter, let me know how much power I'm running and stuff. Once I put a new one on there, boom, everything's working perfect there. So I like that. I thought that's the whole shoot. I thought I'm going to take that antenna down and check it, but nope. Not the antenna. It was a jumper. NAW.
Yeah, that's an easy one there. My luck, it's always going to be the connection up on the roof on the antenna in my case. In fact, I'm looking at the roof right now, looking at the bottom of the diamond vertical I got up there, but not up high enough. I want to get up to the top, but hey, for now, it's fine. It's working okay. I'll pause a little bit here, see if Tom's back or anybody else, and then if not, Jay, you pick it up.
Okay, I paused as long as I felt necessary, but yep, okay, well, it's all good. I love, we got our choices of bands and stuff, just your favorite band and all that stuff, but I love two meters, FM, because, you know, when the bands open up, oh, man, I get in Grand Rapids, Ludington, Michigan, Akron, Ohio, and then Pennsylvania and New York. I love it, you know. So, and now, you know, I got friends that's, you know, I'm just a general. I got some friends, few of them that's extra. And their favorite band is 6 meters. And I said, well, wait a minute, guys. You guys can talk. I mean, you're not limited to what you can, to what band you can talk on there. Say, why 6 meters? And one of my friends said, because it's a challenge. Well, I don't know what he means by that, a challenge. But that's his favorite band. So now I'm asking you, do you have a favorite band?
Well, I'm going to stick for now with VHF, UHF. But because I'm doing the ARPSC stuff, the next in line is going to be kind of mastering DMR. And I also like the Skywarn stuff, so I like to make sure I have that down pat as well. After that, I don't know. I messed with WinLink because of the ARPIS group, but besides besides that, yeah, we'll have to see where it goes. They're even mentioning something about P-25 here in Macomb, so that would be interesting. So that might be my fourth area, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what the future brings here.
Well, Sean and them already P-25 running up over there. I don't know if they've been using it lately, but they used to use it all the time, P-25. So, so far digital, you know, I'm on DMR, D-Star Fusion. You know, I got a D-Star in the mobile, 5100. And, of course, I'm talking on a Yaesu base radio here, the 991A. But I also have a DMR handheld, an 868, when it first one they come out with. And that was pretty cool. And I also have a thumb drive that I could talk to my computer, too. All those bands. Go ahead.
Got a nice setup there, Jay. Yeah, I got just my newer radio we're using for the base is that the Yaesu FDM-150, and it has that ASP filter in it, and that actually kind of works. I like that one because it does have a data jack on the back, which plays a little bit nicer with WinLink than the ICOM did. The ICOM doesn't have a data port to it. I got the ICOM in the car now for mobile, and the Yaesu is the base, and then, of course, you get the DigiLink device, you know, for WinLink to try to do that data, but that's mainly just an ARP-SC thing. It's all fun stuff. I really enjoy it.
So, with all the radios you got, the ICOM and the Yaesu and all that, none of them are digital?
The only entry-level, I'm going to call it entry-level DMR I have, is a Bofang DM32UV. And so it works. It's good. But, I'll be stepping up to something else in the near future on that. We're going to see if we can program it up because we got some members going down to the Dream Cruise in Oakland, and if they need extra DMRs, we're going to try to get the correct code plug for some extra radios. Some members don't have DMR, and it should work for that, but it's not bad. I think I'll just step up to something a little bit better, though.
Yep. I used to be really deep into DMR. Matter of fact, that was the first digital that I used. I got a Motorola 6550 portable. That's my first radio. And then I got the 868. Now they got the 878. And they got a couple of models that has 878 there. So, because I don't know if you know Collins, but he moved to Florida. But he used to sort of service the DMR system, and he used to know how to program the radios, my Motorola 6550 and stuff. But the latest and the greatest frequencies, I had Canada-wide, North America, Canada, North America, all everything, worldwide, everything, I think. It was so nice because the way they had DMR, okay, they got a repeater up here in Mount Clemens. They got one in Nye, and they got one in Southgate. And, you know, and if with an HT, with a rubber duck, I could get it to any one of them, anywhere around here, and not miss a beat, man. I tell you, I used to love that. And when I go south, I'm on 75, and I could get into a Collins machine here in Detroit. And then when I lose that, All I had to do was jump over to Toledo machine when I got, when I was going to Monroe Swap. And it's pretty cool when you can just jump, you know, when you get out of range one, you can just jump over to another frequency, repeater on the same frequency and not lose a beat there. That was great. But, you know, and pretty soon I got kind of bored, so I made two other stuff too, like I said, fusion and the rest of them.
NAWRO. Yeah, that Mount Clemens one is the only one I've hit so far. In fact, I did it with that HT momentarily, enough for Wally to give me a checkout to see if I could make it, but that's a little bit of a haul from North Macomb, Richmond to for just an HT. But, yeah, that's something I got to get into because I know you got licensed in, I think it was 92. With my call sign, I was right behind you in January of 93. But back in those days, they didn't have anything like that at all. So for me, it was just USICA, and that was pretty much it. But things have come a long way, so I'm kind of interested to be back in the hobby.
Yeah, that's great. At one time, I thought it was a dying hobby. So many people either passed away or they just lost interest in the hobby. But then when I went down to, down Toledo Ham Swap there, back there, I think in March or April, they had a swap. And I looked in this, I went to the swap and this must be a big old school or something. But upstairs, I went upstairs because they said that's where they tested. And I see so many people in there testing to become hams. And they had the VE sitting up front. And all three of them had their own desk. That's pretty slick. So I said, oh, that's a good thing, you know, because one minute I'm thinking, it was crowded, you know, because that's why I used to stay my car fast so fast, because everybody used to be on 2 meters. How do you need anybody on 440? And I used to say, NAWO. They said, what's your car? You're standing too fast. And I used to do that because I was used to trying to get in between people. But with all this going on with us now, with UHF and all these other, you got people up on 900 megahertz and 1.2 gigahertz, all that stuff. So we sort of spread out now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's a good I don't know. You got many options, and that's what I like. And I'm looking forward to getting back. I was on a hiatus from the hobby for quite some time, but back into it, and I'm gonna enjoy looking into new stuff that I haven't done back when I was in the 2000 and 90s and stuff like that. So, NAWRO.
Okay, NAWRO, NAWJL. Yep, it's all good. It's you know, I'm always looking for other things to sort of to sort of improve my system, my station, or get in something new. And I was, what they got out now. What I want to do is get one of them, I got a shot, open spot, but I got an old one. I got the open spot two, and I got open spot three, it's four. Those things are expensive, but they did come in handy, because you can switch. You can switch digitals. You can go, you can jump on, you can have a fusion radio and you make the switch over to DMR and D-Star and all that other stuff. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, it's all good. I'm just having up a ball with all this stuff there. Yep, I wish I could put my antenna up a higher, my beam, because, you know, I love, like I said, I love getting into other shooting. You know, when the band opened up, there was times when I got into Grand Rapids, Michigan and stuff, and they said, we're taking check-ins. Please come with your call sign, your name, and your location, and all that. So I'd go in there, and I get in there, and I'd give them my name and the call sign, and they said, where are your location? I said, Detroit. Oh, man, Detroit, woo! That's a long haul, man. It's almost like they can't believe it there, Greg.
Let her give the weather report there for a little bit. It is all good stuff. I think I might try checking into that Edison net, the Wayne County ARPSC. I believe that's tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I might try doing that. We'll see if that works. But pretty far north, I'm going to have to, for up to 50, I guess, to give that a shot. Shouldn't be a problem. We'll find out, though.
Yeah, Roger, you got anything for 6 meter?
No, I do not.
Okay. Hello, Biggie. We do have a 6 meter repeater down there, Midtown Detroit. And I'm usually on talking to guys all over the place there. It's a pretty good 6 meter repeater. Six meters usually open this time of year. I ain't heard nothing lately, but when May first came in, it was booming. So we only got about another month, and it's going to be gone completely until next year. But that's what. But you never know, though. Every now and then, maybe a little might come in December, or January, or something like that. November, but then it shuts down for the rest of the year, and I guess that's why they call it magic band. You just never know, though.
I can't believe it that we're talking. It's going to be August already. It just seems like this summer is just blowing by. But Jay, I'm getting bit up by mosquitoes, so I'm going to transition back into the house, and I'll be on the base later. Always a pleasure speaking with you. This is N8WRO to N8WJL. I got it. Ah. After your final, you have a good night, sir. We'll talk later.
All right, N8WRO, N8WJL. Okay, Tim. Well, thanks for coming back. And I guess I'm going to see if I can go up here on the link. Should be somebody up there now. Talk with you later. Bye-bye.
WDA KLL KF8 DIC.
Hello, Jack. WDA KLL. How you doing?
Very good. How about you? How am I sounding? Because I'm driving 80 miles an hour. I want to see how am I sounding.
Yeah, you sound good. You don't sound like you're driving 80 mile an hour.
That 2x4, I do it. The good antenna, that 2x4. Roger.
Yeah, that's what I'm running too. So, yeah, that's a good antenna for sure. Just sitting here watching the Tigers finally get on the right track. They're winning 11-2 tonight, so good to see them getting back on the right track.
Good. Well, anyhow, good to hear you out there. Maybe get together maybe this weekend, Friday or Saturday. I don't know yet. I'll let you know. Roger.
Yeah, it sounds good, Jack. Yeah, I think Jen's going to be away on Saturday sometime, so I'll be free for sure.
And no problem at all. Yeah, because Friday, Saturday, Sunday is nothing but sunshine. So I figure one of these days.
Roger, roger. Yeah, it's supposed to be beautiful this weekend. Good 80 degrees and low humidity. Looking forward to a good stretch of weather here.
Hey, Roger. Well, you're sounding good. Hey, I'm going to let you go because I know you got to go on another side. We'll talk later. It's a good time to go on another side. We'll talk later. KFA-DIC.
All right, Jack. We'll chat at you later. KFA-DRC, WD8-KLL will be clear.
One more thing. Did you hear me this morning?
No, I did not. I did look up the question. I can't remember what it was now.
Said, what do you like, the temperature? Year around, day, night, at night, in the evening, all that. I said 69 to 75.
Ah, okay. Yeah, the one I looked at was the day before. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, I haven't got up early enough to catch that yet.
Oh, they never had that, but now they have that. You can tell what's the answer and all that. That's what he said this morning. He said they have that from now on. You can look up. I don't know where to go, but you can look it up.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. You can look at the login sheet or whatever, and I'll tell you what the question was and who logged in from the, you know, up until the day of the next day. But, yeah, you can check that out online, eastcoastreflectors.com.
He said even the answer shows up there. All right. Good talking to you again. Take care. WD8-KLL, KF8-DIC. Clear.
Okay, Jack. Drive safe. WD8-KLL, clear.
WDATIC, here in Toledo, Ohio.